If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Or let's say someone tells you that they once suffered kidney failure. Now, you can make a few educated assumptions about how and why it happened. Diabetes, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, poor diet, excessive alcohol or caffeine. Those are the most likely contributors. Or maybe you're like the man in Russia and you suffered kidney failure because you lost a bet and did 2,000 squats. Okay, someone tells you that they suffered a dislocated jaw. Now, again, the most likely scenarios include a direct blow to the face, contact sport, or a vehicular accident. Or if you're the man in China, your jaw was dislocated after getting your girlfriend's hand stuck in your mouth. All right, one more. The injury is a ruptured artery. Once again, the usual culprits, you might say fatty deposits or plaque on artery walls. Maybe it's from smoking or, more than likely, genetics. Or in the case of one man, his artery ruptured because he would not stop picking his nose. Now, look, injuries happen, but how these injuries happen is anyone's guess. And we here in the men's room, well, we're anyone, so we want to guess. So today, this is what we're going to do. We just want you to call up and tell us what you were doing, and then we'll guess the injury that occurred. It's that simple. So today, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, we're going to do exactly what I just said. You tell us what you were doing. We will try to guess the injury that occurred.
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Oh, but y'all, is the way we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode Number 4,294. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the exciting return of Who Sucks Less? Steve the Thrill Hill, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing messed up stuff in the news. You bring us three stories each week. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week on Who Sucks Less?
I mean, it depends on your perspective, but to quote the mighty Eric Cartman from South Park, this week is about the kids.
The kids.
Somebody think about the kids. Yeah, all three stories.
We must help these kids.
Yeah, you must help these kids.
All right, Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. Also, don't forget to join us tomorrow. It is Seattle Rock Day, our sixth celebration. All day long, you'll be hearing nothing but the best music that Seattle has to offer. Everything from Kenny Loggins to Kenny G. will be included on Seattle Rock Day tomorrow.
And don't forget our boy, who's the Christmas crooner? Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
He's the Tacoma boy.
Are we allowed to play? What is the big Songbird?
Is that Kenny G? Is that his
big hit? That's Kenny G, yeah.
All right,
can you name another song from Kenny G?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No one can.
Yeah.
Kenny G couldn't even tell. He'd be like, look, this isn't Songbird, but it's another tune I'm done.
He sells tickets to just go out there and play Songbird, and then he just daps out.
Yeah, be like, look, I'll get the Songbird. That's why you came here.
Once again, tomorrow, during Seattle Rock Day, we will help out our friends at SMASH, Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare, and it's exactly that. Medical, dental, mental health services, and more at free or a very low cost. So, you can donate now at KISW.com. Also, check out some of the auction items that will be available tomorrow. I believe, Mike, are you doing the final auction at the end of our show as far as who won what?
Yes, I believe I will be revealing who won what as far as the auction
All right.
goes. Yes.
So I'm sure they have a ticker on there, but the auction will probably end at what? Yeah, around 5:30, 5:45?
Something like that.
Somewhere in there. So check out what you might be interested in today. Definitely bid on that tomorrow when the bidding starts.
Yeah.
And enjoy a full day of Seattle music tomorrow as we celebrate Seattle Rock Day here on The Rock. And today, our question, we're kind of doing a little bit different of a question here. Because
it's not really a question.
We always like to find out, you know.
Questions for us.
Well, we have questions.
We have an answer. We want you to entertain us with your stupidity. And I will give you a perfectly good example of some of the dumb things we've done in here. Ted, you were doing dips on a balcony and fell off. I had a bad mushroom. Yep. And passed out and broke my ribs into a thing. What were you doing? I was eating dinner.
Right.
Then I went to the bathroom. So if I call up the show, I said, well, I think I got food poisoning and I injured myself on the toilet.
Yeah.
All right. Robin, she was trying to open a jar of pickles. All right. What happened to her? She sliced her hand wide open.
Mm-hmm.
So when you call the show, what were you doing? Robin would say, I'm opening a jar of pickles. Here's another example. Okay. I was eating a salad. What happened to me? I was eating a
broke
salad.
A tooth.
You swallowed it.
Broken tooth.
And
not bad.
Vomited.
Mike, any idea? I'm eating a salad.
You're eating a salad.
I'm eating a salad.
You found a bolt in it.
That's not a bad guess. Okay. Dustin May, last night, took the mound for the Los Angeles Dodgers, making his first major league start since May 17th, 2023. Pitched pretty well. Allowed just one hit and one unearned run over five innings. Dodgers did beat the Braves. He struck out six and walked three. Now, he says, even if it went bad, I still would have been having a good time just being back around my teammates and being on the mound. It would just means the world to me to be back here because 8 months ago, I didn't know if I would be. Now, he spent all of last season rehabbing from a torn flexor tendon in his right arm. And then he had something happen the year before while he was eating dinner with his wife in Arizona. The Los Angeles Times reported that May was set to begin a minor league rehab stint within days and that he would be back. Basically, what happened was this. He was eating dinner with his wife, and a piece of lettuce got caught in his throat while he was eating his salad. He sipped on some water, trying to clear it out of his throat, and then he felt a painful sensation in his throat and his stomach, and later learned the lettuce had perforated his esophageal tube. The lettuce. What?
The lettuce.
Okay, I've got questions now, all right? So my question now would be, what kind of lettuce?
Romaine.
Iceberg.
You think iceberg or
what
romaine?
About, hey, they could take down ships. They could mess up your throat.
What about spinach? What about something a little heartier? Maybe kale. Maybe kale. Right?
Probably would be kale.
Maybe
you shouldn't be eating kale salads anyhow.
Yeah, I don't think spinach would do it, but kale's got those rough edges, and you're right. It's kind of a nasty leaf.
And it's bitter.
Perforated his esophageal tube. He went to the doctor and underwent emergency full abdominal surgery that night after eating the salad. I probably would not have made it through the night if I didn't go to the doctor. He had a six-month recovery period. From eating a freaking salad.
That's why I don't eat them.
And then
that's why.
When he started his rehab, because he had not been able to do anything, he lost a lot of weight, started pitching again. Then he tore his rotator cuff trying to make his rehab.
See, people tear the rotator cuffs pitching. Most people do not perforate a hole in their esophagus eating a salad.
Okay. All right, Ted, I'll give you a scenario here.
Hit me.
This is how this person got injured. They were training an orangutan at the Woodland Park Zoo, what do you think happened to the person who was just doing a routine training session, which I don't know what that entails, with an orangutan at the Woodland Park Zoo?
Did they say what they were trying to train the orangutan to do?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm going to say the orangutan. I don't know.
They were in the cage with the orangutan or outside?
They were in, I believe.
The other side.
They were on the other side of a mesh barrier. All right.
I must say the orangutan grabbed their hand, tried to pull them in, and broke fingers.
This is very close. I'm going to give you the correct answer. Yes, that is correct. Serious injury to their hand when they were bit by an orangutan.
Oh, he bit it.
Mesh barrier. Yes. Hmm. The staff member immediately taken to the hospital.
That's
where they
like
were
parchment
treated for an
paper
injury.
To an orangutan.
They are like, they look, as far as primates go, orangutans look the dumbest. They look the chillest. They look like they don't know what's going on. And then when you read how strong they are, like, this thing could rip your arms out of your sockets.
It's like that guy in a bar fight.
Right.
It's like you're all worked
big,
up.
Dopey,
go
stupid
outside,
looking guy.
And he goes, sure.
Yeah.
Now, then you start going.
It's like, why did I ask?
The zoo says they practice protected contact with its orangutans at all times, which means there is a physical barrier, a fence, mesh, net between staff and animals at all times. Throughout the incident, the orangutan remained secured in the habitat. So no other staff or guests, were involved or injured.
Just side question. The way I perceive what a zoo is supposed to be, what are you training an animal to do? Because in my mind, when I go to the zoo...
Another good question.
It's not that it's, quote-unquote, in its natural habitat, but most zoos obviously do what they can to simulate what their natural habitat would be. And then you just see how this animal interacts with surroundings it would be. Like, what are you training it to do?
Now, they examined the orangutan, said the animal was behaving normally. There were no glaring health, emotional, behavioral issues that would cause harm. Not only that.
Nobody bite the man's hand.
They say orangutans are generally non-aggressive toward humans and each other, and that they often exhibit very human-like behavior. However, orangutans have a very strong, large jaw. They use it for cracking and crushing fruits with hard, thick shells.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they can bite through a freaking coconut.
And they can bite through a mesh fence, too.
To give you the idea of how
through
hard
your bone
this person was bit. Sad that a member of our team was injured, and know this has been a very stressful and difficult experience for them, and I'm sure it was. We are in contact with the animal keeper, and we'll do all we can to support them as they heal. So, yes.
So, in other words, if he had left it alone, he'd have been fine.
Okay. I'm going to give
just
you a...
saying.
All right.
Don't train an animal at the zoo. That's why it's at the zoo.
All right, let's see here. Ted, I know, Steve, you've read the story, and so has Mike. I injured myself while smoking a cigarette.
I don't know if I know this story. I know my buddy Leon once, back when we, in our younger days, we would smoke indoors, and he went to take a dump. He was smoking a cigarette, and then I hear this loud cuss. It's kind of a bang on the door. He walks out. He looks really irritated. I'm like, what happened? He goes, man, I went to flip my cigarette out, but the cherry bounced off the inside of the toilet and landed directly on his berries.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm thinking maybe you poked yourself with the end of it, burnt yourself by mistake.
Okay. Logical.
Oh, this story, yeah.
Logical conclusion also could be you fell asleep while smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're walking, maybe you take yourself a drag, and you trip.
Okay. All right. This one doesn't end very well, but one person is dead after a fire on the 10th floor of a high-rise apartment complex in Annapolis, Maryland. Firefighters received multiple calls. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the fire alarm was going off, the sprinkler was going off in the apartment. Upon arrival, the Anne Arundel County Fire Department and the Annapolis Fire Department reported smoke in the hallway. When they entered the apartment in the building, they found John Blunt,
really
74, unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials said the cause of the fire was smoking while using medical oxygen.
Come on, man.
All right?
Come on.
There you go. So, you know, I'm smoking. How did I get injured? One more. All right. I'm riding a roller coaster. I was injured riding a roller coaster at Six Flags in California. At Six Flags Magic Mountain. What happened to me?
You were eating a corn dog. Bird flew into you.
Bird flew into you. That's a great call. Happened to Fabio, right?
Yes, it did.
How else could you be injured?
I mean, maybe if you don't put your arms down or whatever. And granted, that'd probably rip your arms off, but something, you know, breaking out of socket, so to speak.
All right.
You know, put your hands up if you're doing some crazy hill.
A California mom purchased tickets for her 2 sons to have a fun day at Six Flags Magic Mountain that proved fatal for one. Ooh. Christopher Holly, 22, suffered fatal head trauma on the popular roller coaster, the X2, which promises to keep your mind in full thrust. It claims Holly, an aspiring actor with no known health issues, got off the ride, stumbled on the off-ramp, complained of head pain, then collapsed into unconsciousness. He had severe brain bleeding and died the next day.
Jesus.
Of what the coroner's office said was head trauma caused by a park ride accident and incident. Now, the coaster reaches speeds up to 76 miles an hour and whisks riders through a series of dives, flips, and twists as they sit in seats that rotate 360 degrees.
Damn.
It was extremely rough and jerked its riders around like ragdolls before it suddenly, abruptly, and violently jolted to a halt.
So, oh, you think his brain smacked into his skull?
That is correct. He was in a row by himself, along with his younger brother and cousin, who were in a row behind. Our heads just like went forward, and then they slammed back really hard, according to the brother. They are now suing Six Flags for the $55 million coaster had a design defect that caused a risk of injury.
Ooh.
So they're suing them for wrongful death and negligence. So you go to have a good day at the park. Next thing you know, you have a brain injury.
Jesus.
That's from riding a roller coaster. Okay, let's give this a shot. So you tell us what you were doing, and we'll try to guess the injury that occurred. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cynthia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
All right, Cynthia, what were you doing?
I was cleaning out my closet.
You were cleaning out your closet. Does it have a shelf?
Yes.
That was my guess. Something heavy fell off of the shelf. I'm going to say either hit you in the face or landed on your foot, but I'm going to say your face.
You got concussed from something big and heavy falling off the top of that shelf.
No.
Okay.
Huh. Is it something very stupid, like a hanger gets caught in your mouth or caught in your skin or something like that?
Not that, but it is considered stupid, yes.
Okay. All right, what happened?
My chef knife set fell out, and the chef knife went into the side of my foot.
You stabbed yourself.
What kind of closet were you cleaning? Was this a closed closet that you had the chef's knives? So were they like a gift or something that you just kind of put away? Figured I'll get to it soon.
Were they in a chef coat and it fell out?
No, they were actually in a wrap case that I had finished culinary school and I had moved. So I put them in my closet because I went to another house and they fell out, opened up, and the chef knife went right into the side of my foot.
Ooh, point first or was it the blade?
Point and blade.
Did you feel it when it happened or did it take a minute to set in as far as the pain?
It took a minute. All of a sudden, I felt this little pain, and I'm just like, oh, you know, a box hit me. And then I'm like, where the hell is all this blood coming from?
So did you have to get stitches?
They said I should have, but I didn't.
Okay.
All right. Well, they say you should have, but you didn't. So is there any evidence that they were right and maybe you should have? Did your foot heal up okay?
It healed up, but then eventually later on, I have had to have foot surgery, so that probably didn't help add to it.
All right. I got one for you, Cynthia. Okay. And this happened to our own Ryan Castle. All right. I believe the injury occurred while he was feeding his dogs.
Yes.
So he was feeding his dogs. What injury happened just the other day to Ryan Castle? Because he was feeding
that's a good one.
His dogs.
Yeah, he's at home. He's at the very routine, just feeding his dogs, and then injures himself.
Any guesses?
I'd probably say they either jumped up and hit him in the nods or they nipped at him.
Now, that makes the most sense.
It really does.
Dogs all excited to eat. They end up getting your hand. It kind of sucks. No, it was nothing like that. He fed the dogs, and he has a little mini bar in the basement of his home. He turned around to walk away. Keep in mind, he was completely sober, so he's not drunk or anything. He turned around, kicked his bar stool, and broke his big toe.
It went sideways.
Yeah.
He said he had to pop the damn thing back in. He showed it to us today.
It's ugly.
It's gnarly. But he hurt himself feeding his dogs.
But if he, even worse if you said, okay, I'll give you a hint. He broke his toe, but he's feeding his dogs. What did he do?
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's like the second toe in, or the second toe from the little piggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the second smallest toe.
Well, he asked me today. I come in this morning and he goes,
do you want to see it? And before I could answer, because I was about to say, I don't need to see this, he goes, I'm going to ask Miles. And I said, we both know the answer is yes.
Miles is going to say yes.
We know for absolutely. A fact Miles is going to want to see this.
No. You know me, man.
And, it's funny, because VD saw it, and VD's like, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm kind of disappointed. You said you put your toe sideways. It's like I was hoping for more carnage. This is kind of lame.
I'm pretty sure the HR timeline has passed on this one, but at one point in time, I had surgery on my boss deferens because I'd had something either twisted or went bad because I'd gone in and gotten a vasectomy many years ago, but something happened with that procedure that didn't take all the way. So I had to go back in and get that repaired. And, I mean, my boys... They swelled up to about the size of a softball.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them. And they were purple. And, I mean, they were black purple. I mean, they were green, purple, every shade.
Your testicles were blacker than mine, and I'm a black man.
So, of course, when I come into work, I have to show everybody.
You got
to
black, y'all.
You got to black, y'all. Yeah. This is the most amazing thing you've ever seen.
But the difference is, you didn't ask. Castle said, do you want to see this?
I did not.
Miles says, hey, man. And when you turn around, like his testicles are out.
Yeah,
look at this.
Check this out.
Remember, I had like that football growing off my hip. I did the same thing. I was like, stop showing. And then people were like, go to the hospital.
No, but you got to see this.
Yeah. Right.
And you did. And what can they do? Ultimately, what? I mean, give you painkillers?
That was pretty much it. I mean, look.
How much did those painkillers cost
across,
you?
Like, basically across the highway from work then. But just the pain. I mean, I was screaming and crying just to get socks and shoes on. Then I limped over to work, and I showed a couple people. And I think, because your wife, Miles, was still working in the medical field, so I was like, does she have pain pills or whatever? And either, I think by the time she showed up, you guys were like, get in that car and have her drop you off at the hospital.
Well, also, you were getting ready to leave town, like the following day.
Oh, that's right.
Correct.
So you're getting on
Were you
a plane.
Going to a wedding?
No, it was around Christmas.
But you don't have, if you'd have known this ahead of time, you probably would have got business class or maybe even first class just so you could be able to sit down comfortably.
So, right, and it already hurt that bad that day. Right, so then I go to the hospital. That's the famous one where, like, people are coming in. You the doctor? Nope, just got to see it. Right, and they basically just gave me a bunch of painkillers, and then the doctor looks at me. Because I kind of smiled when she gave me this massive order of painkillers. She goes, no, you're going to need them. And I was like, why? She's like, it's going to hurt worse tomorrow and the next day. So you're right.
That's bad news.
I couldn't take the flight the next day. And then my mom helped me out and I like booked a first class flight. So there was a little more room for that thing.
And the guy that you were sitting with took one of your happy pills. Right?
Yeah. It was an older dude. I get in the plane. I didn't know this. The first class, he's got like a glass drink. And I go, you get glasses up here? And he goes, yeah, man, just order one. And then he's like, what are you taking? And I'm like, I got this giant injury. Taking these Percocets. It sounds horrible, but I didn't really care. I was just like, do you want? He's like, do you mind? And I was like, no. But I remember that's another time. I got off the plane.
First class.
It's like Christmas Eve morning. And my mom, everybody's like, how are you? And I'm like, I am great.
Right.
Awesome. Yeah.
So just tell us what
later
you were
doing. Later
that
night, the pain showed back up.
Oh, yeah. So all you do is tell us what you were doing, and we're going to try to guess the injury that occurred. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. from the Pinky's Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Okay. Give you guys the injury or what she was doing, trying to figure out the injury that occurred. A 15-year-old girl was injured while doing a swim test, a proficiency swimming test.
Was she in a pool?
She was not in a pool.
She
was in the ocean.
Oh, she got bit by a shark.
She got bit by a shark. Great guess. Mike, any ideas?
No, I got no guesses.
Okay.
I'm going to say she was bitten by an animal. If she's not in a pool.
Cut her foot on a coral.
I don't know, because a proficiency test, you're typically swimming more for distance and endurance, right?
Yeah.
And you're in the ocean, so you're out there longer than most people would be. I'm saying it's an animal.
She's auditioning to be a junior lifeguard cadet at the time. And she had a 1,000-yard tryout swim at Alamitos Beach.
Where's Alamitos Beach?
That is
California.
California. Okay.
It's a sea lion or a shark. I'm telling you.
I'm going to say she got hit by debris.
All right. She saw a shadow coming up behind her. And all she was thinking is, please, shark, do not bite me. Do not take off my arm. Please, don't kill me. Wasn't a shark, Steve. It was a sea lion.
All right.
6 feet long, 700 pounds.
Damn.
She said it was hard to tell when it was attacking her because she was too scared to face it head on.
I can
finally
understand that.
Broke free of the grasp of the sea lion, and with help of lifeguards, she made it back to shore, where her mom was there and waiting. Someone on the beach yelled shark when they saw the attack.
Yeah.
And so everyone rushed toward the shore at that point.
You know why? Because even if you yelled sea lion, nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
Sea lion!
The teen emerged from the water with her arm very bloody. The attack comes not long after experts have been warning people about sea lions in the Golden State, blaming a neurotoxin in the algae blooms that have been plaguing California's waters that, for whatever reason, make the creatures especially aggressive. In my 25 years of service, I've never heard of something like this happening, according to the Long Beach Fire Department Captain Gonzalo Medina. Medina, for her part, the teen who was bruised and bitten and had scratches on her arm and hand, is not afraid to eventually get back in the water. She's going to finish her lifeguard test. She says, I love the beach. I love the ocean. I love swimming. I just need to heal up before I get back in there.
How fast are those things on land? I can't imagine. Like, because look, I'd always make fun of hippos. Like, how fast can a hippo run? Well, apparently 35 miles an hour on land, right? You wouldn't think with their stubby little legs and big fat ass on top of that. So like a sea lion, if it's aggressive, right? Because they got that toxic algae bloom. I mean,
you'd be shocked because there's that one beach. I don't know if it's Monterey or something. There's one beach where it's like a little harbor, but it's kind of famous for the sea lions. And they chase people out of there all the time.
Now, what do they have in San Fran? Is that seals or sea lions I'm looking at?
Sea lions.
Those are sea lions, right?
Yes, those are huge-ass sea lions.
They are, yeah, they're ooh, almost cussed. They're very large. But I always wonder, like, if it got pissed off, right? And I'm, I don't know, 15 feet away eating some cotton candy from one of those horrible little tourist spots they got there. Could that thing close the gap, or do I just need to take like seven big strides and I'm in the clear?
I believe there's a similar thing in, is it Newport, Oregon? I was going down the coast of Oregon, stopped in a place, and man, you could just hear those things barking for miles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like it echoed through the
And they're
the
not very
game.
Nice, is my understanding.
They're just lying down on the docks, taking up the entire area where boats were and everything else. If you had a boat, you could not get on it. And if you were on the boat and coming in, you could not get off of it.
Have you seen a video? And I think it was out of San Francisco. It was a couple of years ago. But, you know, people always, they flock over to see the sea lions. And in this case, the sea lions were in the water. So this little girl, she's kind of standing behind like this little fence. And she's like feeding them whatever she's feeding them. But this big ass thing jumps out of the water, grabs her by her collar.
Oh, yeah.
And takes her ass into the water. And to Dad's credit, man, he basically throws his camera to the side, jumps in and gets her out of there. But I'm like, maybe don't get that close to sea lions if they're going to do stuff like that.
Yeah, we're watching these sea lions on the beach. I mean, you could probably sprint away from them, but they're moving quicker than
also,
you think.
You got to remember,
let me see this.
Have you tried to run on sand before? You're not exactly the fastest person on the planet at that point.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's not lightning fast, but
here,
it's
fast. Start watching when it starts over. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's not lightning fast, but he could get you if he wants to.
Or fins, whatever those are. So, today, tell us what you were doing, and we're going to try to guess the injury that occurred. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Fletcher. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, man, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for about 15 years, and the past five especially, you've got me through some really dark stuff, laughing like a hyena in my car.
Awesome. Good. Well, I'm glad we can do that, man. I'm
glad we can do some good.
Anyway, so I was 10 years old in gym class, and I was part of the foot race.
You're part of a foot race
in
gym
like
class?
Is this like a gym class sanctioned foot race?
Yeah. No, right. Just a bunch of kids. They're just seeing, like, who's the fastest.
All right, are you youngin'. Are you indoors or outdoors?
Indoors.
Okay.
You're in the gymnasium.
Yes.
Was it a wet floor and you ended up spraining something?
No.
Did you run full speed into the wall?
I've done that.
Damn it, Miles.
You ran full speed into a wall?
I ran full speed. Well, here's the thing. There was one of those crappy little, like, gym mats on the floor. You know, they fold up. They got Velcro on the edges.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the race, which, just to, you know, make myself feel better, I won the race. But I tripped over the edge of one of those little mats, and I went face first into a steel heater.
Oh!
Into a steel what?
Heater.
A heater.
Oh, my God. What?
Like a heater.
Was it the corner, or did you at least hit it flush?
It was flat, but that's... Yeah, the result is I crushed my upper palate and broke four of my teeth.
Holy crap, man.
Jesus.
I mean, on the bright side, you sound really fast.
Well,
did you do that much damage?
Were these adult teeth, or were they kids' teeth at that time?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I had just gotten my adult teeth, like, you know... Little while before.
All right.
Oh, man.
So, what do you have now?
So they saved the half broken teeth in the middle, like the two big incisors. There's still half of them there. And they also, like, they sort of just, you know, sort of sanded away the other ones next to the middle teeth, but they had to add on these caps. And right in the middle of the caps, because I love coffee so much, there's a distinct line between my real teeth and the caps.
Oh, man.
So is it like the bottom edges of your teeth are a little darker than the rest?
The bottom parts are a little lighter.
All right, so basically the fake part stains easier.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Damn. Yeah. Look, man, don't feel too bad. When I was in high school, there was a kid named Chuck. God, it's amazing. I met this kid in high school. I knew him throughout most of my adult life and never really liked him, but never really hated him. But anyway, we were in the quad kind of outside of the cafeteria. And we're going to run from one side to the other. And me and Chuck were debating which one of us were the fastest. Now, six of us were racing. We knew we would dust the other four guys. So it's down to me and Chuck. So we take off running. The other four guys are behind us. And I can't explain it, but I look to my left to see where Chuck is, because we're kind of closing in where with our fake imaginary finish line.
Right.
And I ran directly into the brick wall. That is the outside wall to the school. And I cannot explain. I didn't break anything. Nothing bled. But, you know, like when you get hit in the face with the ball, you feel like your face is distorted because you can feel that impact area.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that the rest of the day. And I kept going into the bathroom to check my face because I'm like, there's no way this thing, I don't look like a Picasso painting by now, right? And I didn't. You know, there's a little bruising there, but I remember explaining to my parents, because my mother, you know, mothers notice everything. As soon as you walk in the house, like, she hasn't even turned around to look at me, and it's like, what happened to your face? You know, then she turned around, and I explained to her what happened, and my father about choked on his Coca-Cola laughing. He's like, why did you run into the wall? I said, because we were coming up to the finish, and I looked to my left to see where Chuck was, and the wall arrived a lot faster than I thought it would. My father goes, man, when you run, keep your eyes forward. I said, I know. It was just for 1 second I looked to my left, but in that 1 second I closed the distance. And I mean, just, you come to a dead stop. It hurt like a bitch.
Tell us what you were doing, and we'll try to guess the injury that occurred. 206-803-ROCK.
I never run into walls. It was definitely, when you're a kid, you always got to race each other in the street.
Oh, it's the street.
I've definitely fallen before trying to race.
You know who I think is guilty of that are dogs. I don't know what it is with dogs, man. For whatever reason, once they get into a full sprint, that's when they decide, you know what? I'm going to start turning my head and looking around. And my current dog, I've seen her smash into many a tree, the side of the house. Like, I know you know where you are, but in that last minute, you decide to look at something out in the street and just boom. And you can never tell if they're injured or embarrassed or whatever. They just kind of shake it off. But I'm like, You should be embarrassed because that was a dumbass move.
We got the new kitten at the end of last year, and he's been acclimating with his fellow sibling kittens, and he ends up playing with them and chasing them around the house. But they're a lot more agile than he is, so they'll hit a corner in my house. My house is completely hardwood floor, so they'll hit a corner that he can't hit quite yet, right. And he'll just come sliding
until you hit something.
He just ricochets off something.
So I got a good laugh last night. We were down in the basement watching TV, and it was freezing cold down there. So I grabbed this big ass comforter. And it's kind of like a chaise sofa, right? So it's L-shaped. And my wife, she got her feet up on the sofa, back to the back. I got my feet on the coffee table. And we have this big-ass blanket covering both of us. Well, as a result of that, the blanket looks like a flat surface.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not thinking about it. So the cat comes out. She wants to say hello, visits my wife first, and then tries to walk across basically the stretched-out comforter. And I'm just looking at her, and it just... just dropped straight to the floor, instant crater. That cat was so pissed. Like, cats give you the look like we were setting her up. And I'm like, man, we weren't setting you up. She took one step on that empty part and just, like, oh.
Quite the fall. I was going to say, too, like, going back to running into walls. You want to run into walls, play somebody that's older than you that really knows what they're doing in racquetball.
Bro, yeah.
I played this one guy once, and finally he's like, we need to stop. He's like, you're going to dislocate a shoulder. And he barely moved. He's just like, ting, ting, and like putting me.
And you're running all over.
Right, and I'm just like, it's so small in there. I'm trying to sprint, and it just like.
Dude, my neighbor Bill Simler played racquetball. It was either him or whoever he was playing. They were injured all the time.
And it's from hitting the wall, man.
Everything. I mean, you name it. Elbow injury, shoulder injury, smashing your head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever. Getting hit in the back of the head with a racket. Like, it was always... seriously. I mean, you're in a pretty tight area.
All right. So tell us what you were doing. We'll try to guess the injury that occurred. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How much context do you want? Because... I can supply a little bit.
What were you doing? I'll tell you, we'll just ask some yes or no questions.
I was taking out the trash.
Was it wintertime?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Does your driveway have an incline? Is it like a steep hill or anything?
No.
All right.
I was in Colorado.
Okay.
Not winter.
Were you taking out recycling?
Ooh,
taking out recycling or just regular trash?
Yeah, Colorado doesn't recycle.
All right,
okay. Was it like a rattlesnake or something?
No, that'd be better. I'll deal with some anti-venin.
You just tripped over your own feet and face planted.
No, sir.
You got cut by glass.
Not glass.
Ooh, so you did get cut.
All right. So what cut you?
Tin can lid, like them big ass cans from cooked tomatoes or tomato sauce.
Yeah,
you know, the restaurant cans.
The gallon size.
Yeah, the big ones. I had my left hand on the bottom of the can, right hand on the top of the can, threw it over the top, and ouch. I looked at my hand, and I could see the bone of my ring finger.
Ooh, dude.
I know.
Did you go to the hospital?
So this is a day after I just eaten an edible. thank you. Before it was cool to do those things, right? Workman's Comp of Colorado at the time said mandatory test, this, that, and the other. I went to the hospital, urgent care for what it's worth, and they said, well, what happened? I said, well, I was taking the trash out, and I threw it away, and a can lid hit my... I'm trying to give them everything. Was this at work? No. And then it all fell out. I had, I think it was 18 stitches through the tip.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, I maybe.
Wait,
they were...
But you weren't at work. So this was at home, but you had one of those big-ass cans anyway.
No. I, quote, unquote, wasn't at work.
Uh-huh. Okay, I got you. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I wasn't going to pee in a cup.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Okay, that makes more sense about the edible.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't know if you were like took 100 milligram, you were still high when you did it.
Now, those lids are serious, man.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Especially those big-ass, because we had like one of those big, like, tabletop can opener kind of things. And if anyone got, I swear to God, and it's so stupid, right? So everyone who works in the kitchen, you will cut yourself with your own knife. It's inevitable. You're going to burn yourself 8 million times to the point that you don't even care. But the things that take you down are either the mandolin, because you just made the decision you don't need the guard or the glove, because it's just going to take me 1 second, and then you learn your lesson. Or those freaking can lids, man. And I've cut myself on those a million times. Not as bad as this guy. And everyone I know has, just because, like anything.
Is there a danger of botulism with that?
Yeah, and that's what freaks you out, because there's
I think about it every time I wash out a can and throw it out of something. Like, they're sharp.
It's a food product inside of the can. Food, like anything, has a billion different bacteria in it, and half of it, you don't even know what it is, man. You cut yourself on that, and typically people are very unapologetic in kitchens, so you cut yourself, and they're like, look, you're not going to the hospital unless you need to go to the hospital, so rinse it out, and we'll keep your eye on it. And you spent, like, the next 6 hours of your shift waiting to see some kind of weird pussy thing. That never happened. But, yeah, I mean, those things, they are the – and it's jagged. At least your knife, it is a smooth surface, but the cans, cleaner the cup. Lids on the cans, it's like a serrated knife or a bread knife.
Yeah. Dude, my dad did it once, just, like, stuffing the trash down, and when he pulled his hand back up, it just went against a foil thing.
Oh, God.
I mean, I can see him now – jumping and screaming around the kitchen. Oh, about the foil in the trash. It's like, well, it was empty. Where are we supposed to put it?
Right. What do you expect us to do?
What is this thing doing in here?
Tell us what you were doing. We'll try to guess the injury that occurred. 206-803-ROCK.